In the early 1960s, engineers dug a tunnel into permafrost roughly 16 miles north of Fairbanks. They were testing underground excavation methods. The U.S. Bureau of Mines also used part of the original tunnel to test mining techniques in permafrost. On March 15th, personnel with the Army Corps of Engineers Cold Climate Research and Engineering Laboratory, or CRIL, wrapped up a month's worth of digging as part of a project to build a new tunnel that will eventually join the older one. As KUAC's Emily Schwing reports, it's part of an effort to expand scientific research and public outreach.
Roughly 50 feet underground, an enormous yellow excavator fitted with a special digging apparatus turns from left to right slowly, scraping at a wall of light brown frozen earth. Chunks of frozen dirt flake off and pile up on the floor. When pieces of the permafrost are moved around, they sound like glass. Kevin Biela mans the excavator. He's a research civil engineer with CREL. He studies the impact of permafrost on engineering projects in places like Fairbanks. He's doing some of that research as he digs.
So every time that we do a cycle, we then survey the face, look for bones, look at the paleosol, see if we need to take any samples for carbon dating. And so we don't want to go too fast. We never want to go too fast, although it would be great to get the project done, but at the same time, we want to do science, too.
This particular project will eventually connect to an older tunnel, which has been used for research for 50 years.
Well, there's a lot of great research that was done in the old tunnel, and we wanted to expand upon that. Not that everything has been done in the old tunnel, but having a whole new exposure and parallel to it can expand the story. And really what we see in the walls here is a lot of climate records.
Those climate records look like thick, dark stripes in the tunnel walls. These are all old soil layers that indicate when the climate was warmer and wetter, anywhere between 7 and 30,000 years ago. They can explain what might happen as climate changes in the future. Biela says the new tunnel will also be used as a geophysical test bed.
So we actually know where all the ice is on a three-dimensional scale. And when we apply geophysics to it, we'll be able to test different geophysical techniques that are looking for ground ice. So there's a couple different reasons, but in the end, we'll probably have a whole overarching group of people that will come in here from paleoscientists, geologists, microbiologists, researchers, even extraterrestrial. We've had NASA projects in the old tunnel.
But to connect the old tunnel with this newer one, Biela and his colleagues will have to dig about 1,000 feet into a hillside. And they have to find a way to do it without melting any permafrost.
It is challenging. The one thing that the original tunnel was built with all equipment that was electrically powered. So they had very little heat generation. We're obviously dealing with this excavator, diesel-powered excavator that does have a lot of heat generation. So in addition to getting the diesel fumes out of it for the operator, we need to keep the temperature down. And so we are having to blow in copious amounts of cold air, and the colder the better.
The crew can only dig in the winter, and because it's so slow going, they can only dig about 100 feet per year. It could take up to a decade to complete the project, and funding isn't available on a regular basis, which also slows progress.
Well, this is internally funded through CREL. We didn't take any congressional appropriation for this or anything like that. It's more driven from internally that we see that there's a great benefit to expanding the facility.
In addition to expanding the tunnel, CREL has laid the foundation and purchased logs to build a new visitor center. It'll replace a small trailer that currently houses the office for the permafrost tunnel. The Army Corps is looking to improve an education and outreach program associated with the tunnel and ongoing research at the site. For KUAC News, I'm Emily Schwing in Fairbanks.